Do you have a name for your go-kart?
Yes, this is Red Fire.
Zella Lasur takes off from Singing Waters Church in a red golf cart. Taped to her windshield, a handicap placard and a sign that says Avalon Meals on Wheels. She runs the only Meals on Wheels program on Catalina Island.
Meals on Wheels, Sherry.
The program feeds the elderly, about a dozen people a day. During the summer, that number triples.
Do you think most people who visit the island like tourists would be surprised to know there's an active Meals on Wheels program here?
Yes, because when I'm driving around town, they'll say, Meals on Wheels, because they see the sign on my window on my golf cart. And 9 out of 10 times they stop me so they can ask me about it.
Zella and the other volunteers make deliveries to the homebound clients 6 days a week. Some clients can walk to get their food. Those people eat at the church.
There's a lot of people that are older that come here. Either they've lived on the island and then they retire, or they come here later in life.
Colin Eubank works in the City of Avalon's Community Services Department. His job is to work with Zella. It's Tuesday, his turn to pick up the food. Today's meal is from Antonio's Pizzeria, an old school joint nestled in downtown Avalon. There are two options on the menu, a white pizza called a cheese crisp, or a barbecue sandwich. Partnering with the restaurants instead of cooking at the church was Zella's idea. She also took Meals on Wheels fundraising into her own hands, and now both the city and the local Rotary Club fund it.
It was really developed and really has grown and been cultivated into such a reliable thing because of Zella's work.
Zella really thinks about all the details, like timing.
Usually it takes about, at the most, 45 minutes to an hour. So everybody gets their meal within an hour, and it's still hot, which is the most important thing.
She ordered custom-made carriers for the food. They're insulated, and they have metal frames on the outside.
Because if the frame isn't on it, the food gets crushed.
She even learned to text last year. Now coordinating food orders is much easier.
Thank my son and daughter-in-law, because they put me on their family plan.
Just put it here.
Meals on Wheels, Suzanne. And then when we hear her, we know she's here.
Zella has always loved helping people. In high school, she spent summers in Avalon and worked as a switchboard operator.
The children used to call us to help, so we would help them with their homework because we were information.
Eventually, she became a nurse. She doesn't work full-time anymore, but she still picks up shifts at the Catalina Medical Center.
Are you close to retirement?
Oh, I don't know what that means. Everybody tells me I'm retired, and I go, I'm not good at that.
Hello, darling.
We're at Bob's house. It's at the top of a hill, and you can see the ocean. Bob is in bed when Zella arrives.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm cold.
Oh, you're cold.
Yeah.
You need me to get an extra blanket or anything?
No, that's why I'm in bed.
All right. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow. Good. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon.
Then on Front Street in downtown Avalon, a woman calls out to Zella. It's about a meal for her neighbor, Randy.
I can't hear you, Sharon. I have Randy.
That's She's already called us 10 times this morning.
Later, Zella knocks on Randy's door.
Hi, Randy.
And he's not here.
Okay. And so I will just leave his lunch here, so.
Zella has more years behind her than ahead of her. Yet she organizes her life around helping other people.
We really don't know why, but we've had more deaths in the last couple of years for some reason.
When friends and neighbors in the program get sick or pass away suddenly, it takes an emotional toll.
When there's a funeral here, the whole town shows up, you know. And we have a graveyard here, but it's now full.
Good morning, Meals on Wheels.
Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. All right, thank you. It makes me feel good every day that everybody got a meal and everything went okay.
On Catalina Island, this is Beyondria July for the Transom Traveling Workshop. Transom.